It is 4:36 here.
You're there, right?
Yep.
We know that plastic is choking our oceans and that recycling isn't the answer we might have hoped. And that has many people trying to reduce the amount of plastic in their lives. Well, a grade 7 class on Gabriola Island has taken on a challenge. Try to go plastic free for the entire month of July. For more on this, we have reached Michelle McEwen, who works with the Gabriola Island Recycling Organization, also known as GYRO, and Ava Tykrobe, a grade 7 student. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us here on the show.
Yeah,
thank you. Good to be here.
Michelle, let's start with you. First off, explain, how does this challenge work? What are sort of the rules?
Well, the main rules are to look at your consumption habits when you're out shopping. And if you're in the store and you're about to buy something, look at the packaging. You know, what is it made of? Is it plastic? Is it plastic I can recycle, or can I not even recycle it? And the main thing is to try and find alternatives. So we're looking for package-free would be the ideal alternative, or at least other packaging that is recyclable, like glass or cardboard or paper. But the main criteria is to reduce or eliminate your plastics for 1 month.
Okay, for the whole month. So Ava, you've started the challenge already. You're a few days in. What has it been like so far?
It's a little difficult. I think that being a teenager and not being fully in control of like all the stuff that your family is buying is a real, it's a difficulty. But yeah, I've been talking to my parents, trying to inspire them to cut back on all the buying they do with plastic packaging. I feel like food is the hardest. It's just covered in plastic.
How much, have you learned about the amount of packaging that's out there?
So Michelle's been coming into our class for a few months now and just educating us on different types of plastic, recycling, the statistics, everything like that. And yeah, we're very educated now.
I understand you've been writing in a journal about what this challenge is like. What have you written down so far?
I just email Michelle, tell her like all the challenges I've been facing. For example, I went to a barbecue and they handed me food and it wasn't packaged, but as I was eating it, I realized thinking about it was packaged and people think that they're not producing all this plastic because they can't see it, but there's a lot of plastic being wasted that's just not seeable by the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Michelle, where did this idea come from? Why did you want to work with the grade 7 students on this?
Well, about 5 years ago, when my youngest daughter was in the elementary school, we'd always done a waste-free lunch for both of our kids. And she was observing that there was a lot of classroom waste in the garbage that maybe shouldn't have been in there. But also there was a lot of recyclables from single-use plastics like little yogurt containers or fruit cups or straws, juice boxes, plastic cutlery, seaweed snacks. There was just a multitude of plastic packaged snacks that students were bringing into the school. So I asked the teacher if I could come in and share some ideas about a waste-free lunch. And they gave me some class time. And, we started, first of all, by collecting data, by saving the garbage in the classrooms for a week, and then emptying all out onto a tarp. And with gloves, we separated all the materials into different categories and counted what we were dealing with. And for the most part, there was the highest percentage was the plastics and also candy wrappers from granola bars and other snacks. So I said before we can really change behavior, we had to see what we were dealing with. And once we knew that, then we had to look at solutions. And the biggest one was to start preparing homemade snacks and, making food from scratch to bring to school. So we wrote letters out to parents. Parents got on board supporting their children in this. And over the years, there's been great improvements with more and more students bringing a waste-free lunch, so that we're not just minimizing the classroom garbage by reducing candy wrappers, we're also minimizing the recycling. Because from my work at the recycling depot, I've become more and more aware of the fact that a lot of the plastics aren't really getting recycled. They get shipped off to places in Asia like Thailand and Vietnam, who haven't really got the infrastructure to deal with the lower grade of plastics, and there's just such an enormous quantity of it. So a lot of it's ending up either being dumped in the oceans or rivers or being incinerated. So, you know, we wanted to try and do what we could as a community and as a school to bring about some changes.
Ava, how do you think this challenge is going to change your month of July?
Well, you know, I've always been really conscious about the plastic and stuff like that. I don't think that it will be that much of a difference. It will just be the whole mindset that I have, you know, having to log all of the plastic is work. And it will just really show me how much plastic I am producing and make me even more conscious about what I'm buying and everything like that.
And what impact do you think, Ava, it will have on the community around you as you tell people about what you're doing?
I hope that they're inspired and that they want to at least just try and be more conscious about the plastic that they're buying, or even try it out, maybe for a week or a few days. Yeah.
Is it possible, do you think, to entirely cut plastic out?
Oh, it's almost impossible. There's not enough alternatives. I think it's really up to the manufacturers now. Like, if we need food, we need clothing and stuff like that, and if there's not options given to us, we kind of just have to go with what we're given. So it's almost impossible.
I guess that's why they call it a challenge, right?
Yes.
Michelle, what do you think about the impact this challenge is having on Gabriel Island as people realize what the kids are doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, we also put together a survey, the grade 7 students and myself, and we're asking about a dozen questions to the community around their plastic consumption. Would they be willing to cut down on plastics if there were alternatives given in the stores? How important do they feel the plastic pollution issue is? And would they like to see change from many levels, whether it's not just the stores providing alternatives or the option to take a reusable container or banning plastic bags, but also legislation at government level to maybe, you know, tax manufacturers of plastic so that they're not producing it in the first place. So I think there's multiple ways that it is complex, and I think there's many ways that we can, as a community, create change, but I do think we need some help from government as well to bring about legislation.
Ava, we'll give the last word to you. Is there any one thing you're going to miss in July because it comes in a plastic wrapper?
Junk food, pretty much. all of that stuff is, well, just processed foods. It's all packaged, freezies, chips, all that. So I'll have to be missing out on that stuff, which is too bad, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you to you both for joining us, and all the best on the rest of the challenge.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That is Michelle McEwen with the Gabriel Island Recycling Organization, and Ava Teichrobe, a grade 7 student. She and her classmates are participating in a challenge to not use plastic for the month of July, or at least as little as humanly possible. We'd love to hear from you on this. Have you taken steps in your own life to cut out plastics? It is a hard thing to do if you're shopping at the store. Talk back, 1-800-757-1446. Write us an email, allpointswest@cbc.ca, or you can find us on Twitter. We are at allpointswestbc.